Hi, welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Bromwitz, and today we are continuing in the seventh chapter of Maseches Becharos. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Dalet and He. So we're continuing the discussion of what mumin, what blemishes, would disqualify a Kohen from being able to perform the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. So Mishnah Dalet tells us, En of gedolos kishel egel, if his eyes were big like those of a calf, o katanos kishel avaz, or if they were small like those of a goose, Gufo gadol me'evarav, o katan me'evarav, if his body is larger than his limbs or smaller than his limbs, meaning proportionately speaking. Chatmo gadol me'evarav, o katan me'evarav, if his nose is proportionately too large or too small. Hatzimeim v'hatzimea, and something called a tzimeim and something called a tzimea. So what are these? Ezehu tzimea, what's a tzimea? She'aznav ketanos, his ears are too small. V'hatzimeim, and the tzimeim, she'aznav domos l'svog, that's someone whose ears are compared to a sponge. And there's a difference of opinion whether that means too big or too small. The Rambam understands it to mean like a sponge that's taken on water, so unduly large. They've gone up in size. And let's look in the Barton Haro. Gufo gadol me'evarav, if his body is larger than his limbs. Shir gufo gadol min haroi, lefi shir shar evarav, kagon yadav ruglav v'shokav. So the size of his body is proportionately greater than it would be for his other limbs, such as his hands and his feet and his thighs. Chotmo gadol, if his nose is bigger proportionately. Shir hachotem kashir etzba ketana shel yado. So the nose is supposed to be proportionate to the size of one's pinky. Vim haya aruch mikan, and if it's longer than this, o katzer mikan, or shorter than this, hare zemum, then that would be a disqualifying blemish in a kohen. Okay, that's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Let's move on to Mishnah Hey. Safaso ha'oyona odefes al hatachtona, if his upper lip extends beyond his lower lip, v'hatachtona odefes al ha'oyona, or if his lower lip extends beyond his upper lip, hare ze mum, this is a mum. V'shinitlu shinav, and if his teeth have fallen out, pasul mipnei maras ha'ayin, then he's disqualified because of appearance's sake. It's not inherently a mum, but it's that gray area. Dedav shochvin kishel isha, if his breasts hang like a woman's. Kresot sava, if he's got a big jutting belly. Taburo yotze, or if his navel sticks out. Nichpe afilu achas liyamim, if he's epileptic, even if it's only intermittently that he has an episode. Ruach katsris ba'alav, if he's prone to periodic depressive episodes. Hamaushkan ubal gever. Let's look at the Barton Oro for those. Hamaushkan, shekishel beitzim aruch ad shemegiyo la'arkuva. So that's someone whose scrotum reaches his knees. And a baal gever is shenes aruch hagid shelo v'nase gadol ad shemegiyo la'arkuvosav. That's someone whose male member reaches his knees. So those would also be considered a mum. Ein lo beitzim, if he has no testicles. O ein lo ela be'a achas, or if he has only one testicle. Zehu meroach Ashech ha'amr b'torah. And the Mishnah tells us that this is what's meant by meroach ashech when it's listing the mumim in the Torah. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, kol she nimrchu ashachav. Rabbi Yishmael says no, that meroach ashech is someone whose testicles are crushed. Rabbi Akiva Omer, kol she ruach ba'ashachav. Rabbi Akiva says that the meroach ashech is someone who has air in his testicles. And Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, kol shemarav chashuchin, anyone who has an exceptionally dark complexion. So that's, again, a difference of opinion. It's a four-way difference of opinion as to what is meant by the Torah's expression, meroach ashech. Let's take a look in the Barton Oro. Dadav shochvim, if his breasts hang, gadolim ad shenirim shochavim kedade isha. So they're so large, they hang, they look like a woman's breasts. Afilo achas liyamim, if he has an epileptic episode, only periodically. She'eno nofil tadir, doesn't happen all the time. Elapam achas lezman meruba, only once in a long while. And shemarav chashuchin, if someone has a dark complexion. Shehu shachor, it says black, but it doesn't mean black. Va'afal pi she'eno shachor kikushi, even though he's not dark like an Ethiopian. So we're not talking like that. V'lav v'beitzin mishtoy kra. And according to this opinion of Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, this phrase in the Torah is not talking about testicles at all. ub'ikar hadin lo pligi. And when it comes to the matter of law, these four opinions don't actually disagree. Kol echad mehem moda b'mum shemona chavero dehavi mum. Each one of them agrees that all the mumim listed by the others are in fact mumim. V'lo nechaku el b'perusho shel mikra. They're only disagreeing in terms of understanding the pasuk. So they're just differing in what does the Torah mean when it talks about meroach ashech, but all of them agree that all of these things are in fact blemishes and would keep a kohen from performing the avoda. That's Mishnah Hey. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Vav and Zayin.